From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, Whore Hive. I'm super excited to announce that we are going on tour. If you haven't yet, we will be in D.C. on January the 19th. We went ahead and added a second show, everyone. So for all of you in the DMV who was scared that you couldn't get a ticket, we have added a second show. So from 4 to 6, we will have the first show, followed by an 8 to 10 show. We are also almost sold out for Chicago. So we will be going ahead and adding a second show in Chicago as well. That is going to be on March the 30th. Also, be sure to check us out in upcoming cities. We went ahead and also dropped tickets for Toronto. So we are coming to the 6th. I don't know if Drake gonna be there, but we are coming to the 6th. And that is gonna be on March the 9th. So again, go into the link in our bios. Click on the link and you can see all of the tickets. Get your tickets now before it's too late. We are selling out and I am super excited to meet all of you. So get your tickets. We will see you in 2019 and enjoy the show.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? This is another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Punks, a.k.a. Debt Bitch, a.k.a. the Booty Bandit, a.k.a. the Booty Warrior, a.k.a. the Pegasus, everything that y'all want to say about me getting in these niggas' booties. But I am here, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, live, and I have some wonderful guests alongside me today. I have the lovely ladies of Wind Down Wednesday. Do y'all want to go ahead and introduce y'all?
Hey, y'all. Y'all already know it's Big Mama. Since we doing AKAs, it's Lex P, AKA Big Mama. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no AKA. This is Drea, AKA Drea Nicole.
With three E's. That's how she always introduced herself like that. She introduced herself.
How do I introduce myself?
Hey, y'all. It's Drea Nicole with three E's.
You forgot the at. You forgot the at in front of it, though. You got to add.
You're right. I forgot to say at Drea Nicole with three E's.
That's how she says it.
And then I know y'all might think this is like a girl's night or whatever, but we actually got a penis in the room for this episode. And I'm excited about this episode because we're going to kind of do a girl code versus guy code, and we're going to get to the bottom of some shit. Oh, so you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, let the people know who you are?
Meezy, at Mega Meezy on Twitter, Instagram, just a regular guy.
You just a regular guy? He not, y'all. He not. He kind of popping in these streets or whatever in Atlanta.
Don't be modest.
be.
So how we like to start off the show. Uh-oh. And before we start, I do want to give a shout out to all of y'all patrons, everyone who's subscribed to Horrible Decisions. We appreciate y'all. And, you know, we dropping another one for y'all. But we like to start off with icebreakers. So this is so that y'all are a little comfortable in the type of topics that we discuss on this show. So the first ones I'm actually going to go for you two ladies.
Oh, shit.
You first.
So as an icebreaker, you are butt-ass naked sucking dick. He starts rubbing your clit with his toes. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
No, because you know what? I'm going off. Because you know niggas got that little black
they
toenail.
They got that bro. Yeah.
You got me fucked up. Not on my...
Wait,
no.
Me, that you have one a black, black toenail. Toenail.
You have a black toenail.
It usually only be one foot.
It's because y'all fucking athletes. That's what it is. Spill the tea,
it's usually only one
spill
foot,
the
so
tea.
Us be nice.
But since, I don't know. I mean, I ain't a girl, but I mean, shit like that, that's like a, that's a, that's a vibe. You can't do it. If it's a vibe, you ain't thinking about it black toe.
If he put on my pussy, I am.
Yes, the fuck I am.
Okay, let me ask you. So what if you laying with a girl on the couch and she got her legs on you and then she start rubbing your dick with her foot? You cool with that?
I don't give a fuck. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe?
It's, if it's just a random bitch like just at my house and she start doing that, I'm like, hey, but if, you know, if it's, it gotta be a situation like...
But let's keep it 100.
You know what I'm saying? If women, it's my bitch and she just on some freaky shit and she do that shit, I'm like...
I feel like it's different, though.
Because
like,
women usually have nice feet.
And not only that, but that's like...
You're right, you're right. That's
but not facts. Only that, I feel that's like, facts. You know, when you watch movies, they sitting at the dinner table, she's playing with his dick under the table with her foot. Like, that's normal for, like, women to, you know what I'm saying, get a little foot action.
But, so, I'm not going to lie to y'all. So, with this podcast, and we've been talking about this a lot, so we used to have a question all the time. Would you rather lick ass or suck toes? That's like the main question.
Oh, I'm
lick
ass.
So
I'm a lick ass anyway.
See, you know, I lick ass without eating. But like, since openly discussing feet so much, I've been like rubbing
ass.
Feet.
I'm gonna eat that.
We all eat ass.
I'm gonna eat that boo.
Niggas do that. Niggas be doing that. You know what? I know niggas be doing it. Cause
I mean, they're not going to admit it to their guy friends. But guys, oh, they be holding their legs up for me, honey.
Baby, I done had a guy. Oh, he got on all fours. I was eating that ass so good.
Spread the cheeks.
Hold on now.
You taking it too far.
Wait, so it's too far for a guy to get on all fours?
He was tooting that ass up.
What's the problem?
He's 6'3".
Now, but now it's easy.
230.
But now it's easy for you. You don't have to spread
Did
the
cheeks. Did he spread it for you?
He wanted to. You should have said he looked back at it like this.
Well, sis, if you're scared, you could give him my number.
Look,
that's kinda
take
how
him.
I like it.
Take him.
So the next question is, when you break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend, when is a good time to fuck the person you were accused of fucking?
I mean, I already
I was
did.
Already fucking that nigga, probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is with bitches.
Wow.
If she think I'm fucking somebody,
you probably are.
Like,
I probably was already
that
fucking
that shit
him.
Was already...
Yeah,
probably happening, and I was lying.
But if you haven't, honestly, if you haven't fucked that person yet, and they break and y'all break up because of that, I'm hitting the nigga up like, oh, what's good?
They bring y'all closer.
Yeah,
I really do. See, you done created a bond for us.
Because I'm calling her like, man, my girl tripping like, damn, she think we fucking around, man. Yeah. Man, now we bonding.
She gonna
and
be
we
like,
gonna
for
end up
real?
Going
she
out
gonna
for
be like, that bitch
I'm
lying.
Sad. I'm end up
see, this is why
anyway.
I don't want nobody to take nobody out on no dates. I don't have no time for that. Like, I don't know. So this leads me into my next question. And I guess you could answer it, but I want the girls to answer it too. Can a woman be in love with her man and be intimate with someone else?
Yes, absolutely.
That's me every day.
Wait. Absolutely.
Look, you looking kind of like, what do you think? Do you think
I'd rather have loyalty than love.
Oh.
Well, you're going to get one of
love
them.
Love is just a feeling. You can love somebody, still stab them in their back.
Explain that.
Love is just a feeling. You can love somebody and stab them in their back.
That's
it
true.
Don't take much to love.
So you'd rather have loyalty over love.
Listen,
so a girl
you can love
on
me
you
and kill
not-
me out of anger. You can hate me and you be so loyal, you'll never do anything to hurt me.
Oh, that's
deep.
True.
Oh, wait, that's kind of deep.
Damn.
I'd rather have loyalty than love.
That's true.
You know, now that I think about it, I agree.
I actually, that's
well,
really
I'm a
deep.
Lover. Because I ain't fucking with none of these niggas.
Well, I say, bro, love make you do things out of, you don't think.
Right.
Loyalty, it don't matter. I could fucking hate you. I never want to see you again. But if I'm loyal to certain shit will never fly.
Right.
Members
that's true.
That I don't love, but I'm loyal to. That's my family.
That's real.
So it's some shit just because
I done sucked a lot of dick out of anger.
Bitch, out of anger?
Out of anger.
Wait, you do like revenge suck dick?
It's not that, but I just be like, I'm not fucking with this nigga no more. We done, girl.
Yeah,
I'm through. And I'm going to my other nigga house.
Love will have you mad at your nigga fucking his best friend. Loyalty will have you mad at your...
We gonna get into that.
Loyalty will have... Okay,
I would never fuck a best friend. Maybe a friend.
We're not a best friend.
I'm not gonna fuck anybody you know.
I have morals.
Loyalty will... No matter how you feel about a nigga, loyalty will have you never fucking his friends. Loyalty will. Love
Okay, so it's crazy that you done geared us into our next motherfucking segment. So for Vanilla Shit, as y'all know, I normally pick a topic, something that's going on in the news, and we just gonna...
you know, talk about it. So I wanted to talk about, so if you guys tune in, and I don't even think, ironically, we like 90 episodes in and we ain't never really talked about the Kardashians. But Khloe came out and said that she stayed with Tristan after cheating on her with multiple women for the baby, for the family, like, and letting it slide. So it's very different when women stay with men for cheating. So I guess I'll ask you real quick before we dive into this. Would you stay with your significant other for cheating with you? And if so, what would be your reason? And you stay with her?
I mean, because I had to look at what I did prior.
Okay.
Like, see, now, I've never been in a situation where I've been cheated on first. So I had to charge my shit to the game. Like, I had to look at that shit like, all right, I could be mad at her and end this shit, but then I'm being hypocritical because I done did so much she forgave and she fucked up once. Do I need to take a step back? How did it happen? I need to look at things and be like, all right, you know, we can fix this shit. Because I popped this shit off in the first place.
Okay.
That's real.
That's a different way to look at it.
Yeah,
most men don't look at it that way.
No. So what about you, ladies? Like, would you stay with your man after finding out he cheated on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Cheating isn't a deal breaker for me.
It's not a deal breaker for me.
No?
No.
I mean, I'm cheating too.
Yeah.
See, I'm just being real.
If I find, okay, I'm not.
That's crazy.
I'm not a cheater.
So here's my question. Okay. Because this is where I think, and we talk about this a lot on the show, I think communication is a big thing. And as we're talking about cheating, if you feel like you gonna cheat on this nigga, and you as a guy are probably gonna cheat on her, why is there not a conversation about possibly doing the open relationship, the polyamory? Like, why isn't this just settled in the beginning? Like, instead of this, because the act of betrayal is the thing. What do you mean it doesn't work?
I'm going through it now. I was in a relationship for 8 years.
Damn.
Had a child. Shit. Woke up. So I look at all my mistakes I did with that. Said, moving forward, I'm not going to hurt a woman. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to live by certain rules. I'm going to be upfront with everything. So my little voyage this past 8 months has been, this is what I'm on. I can't do this, but this is what I can do. Bet. First couple weeks, cool. Then it get into just, what we doing?
Right.
Like, what you mean, what we doing?
Wait, so but you guys were together? Was there a clear line as to what you
it's
guys
what you
were?
Say, like, we rocking, but we could do what we want to do. We're together, but we're not together.
But see, why can't y'all be together and still be active outside?
Because women act like they want it to a certain point. It don't never work that way, especially with what I do. Women intimidated because I'm out and shit like that. So it becomes like a, what's the attitude for? And then you don't want to say because now you're not really mad at me. You're mad at yourself for putting yourself in the situation. So then we have a deep conversation. She's like, I just don't know why I even fucking fuck, like,
Drag me.
You know what? It's so weird. Right?
I think
look,
I could be in an open relationship.
Could
I really
you?
Do.
It's so crazy because I'm like, I'm like to the point now where I want a boyfriend. Like, and so when I'm speaking to people, I'm like, listen, I don't need dick. I don't need pen pals. Like, if I'm speaking with you, we need to see what we can be. And this is where we haven't had the conversation yet about monogamy, but I don't believe in monogamy. I know it doesn't exist.
Right.
He probably gonna cheat, but I would rather know. I don't want no girl to question my position with you, which is where it is, like,
that's
with me.
Real.
Same.
So I think with you and her, the fact that you're able to say, we together, but we not together.
No.
And the fact that she feels like she has to ask you what y'all are, that's the point to where if I'm in an open relationship or I'm finna let you step out, I should never have a female question my position with you, and I should never question my position with you. As soon as I start questioning my position with you, now it's like, now it is, what the fuck are we doing?
Now we got a problem.
Like, now we have
the
problem.
That way I got to cut it off, because I know where you stand with me. And you.
But
never
maybe you're not showing that to her.
Yes, if you with me all the time, every day, if I'm calling you
that
every
don't
day,
mean shit.
If I'm communicating.
You be with a nigga all day. He taking this girl. I love you, girl.
See, y'all that's sitting there
eating, right, having dinner.
What I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. Don't be with somebody if you thinking that in your head.
Because
if I'm living my
like
truth and
my
truth,
no,
is good enough,
I mean, but
what
you,
can I do?
Right. I mean, you don't ever go into a situation being like, oh, I'm a cheat. I never do. I'm not. I've been faithful. I've been in a hell
how
of
many
a lot
times
of,
you been faithful?
There's been one dude that I fuck with where I really, whenever I fuck with him, I don't do nothing because he gives me everything I want and need. Like.
So let me ask you, if you have a guy that gives you everything you want and need, what makes you feel the need to step out to somebody else?
I don't. But it's only been one person that's done that. Only one.
And if why?
What you mean why?
Like, why is he the only person you feel like you could be faithful to?
One thing is, I will say this, because I know if he found out, he is not fucking with that shit.
Okay.
And I would rather.
So why be in a relationship if you're going to cheat?
Because I'm a cheater. I don't do it on purpose.
So here's my question.
That's
a terrible answer for them.
Horrible answer.
I asked him and he gave an answer. So let me ask you, why when you go into relationships with men or become committed or whatever, why don't you suggest the open relationship package? Or this, or you could even offer the swinging package, which is something that I'm into.
Right.
Like to where at least he's present or y'all know exactly what y'all are doing to where that betrayal aspect isn't added.
You know what? And I would be open to an open situation. I'm not going to lie, I would. But I feel like... No, I would. But you know what the thing is, though? Guys do not like it. They want it as you be like... Oh, yeah. They found out you got some bitch.
You getting dick from another nigga?
Exactly. And they know how he is.
No, she not.
Well, you're not going to want to kiss me no more.
No, I don't want to kiss you neither.
She not lying.
Wait, but you eat at ass too, right?
I didn't like.
She really want to. Bang.
I ate a girl's ass. But I never ate a nigga ass, but I have like fingered a nigga booty.
Ooh, girl, you skipping steps.
You supposed to eat ass first?
Gotta come first. Like the fact that he letting you finger without licking it first. Like,
you might as well lick it.
You skipping steps, sis.
I'm about to try it soon. I just told Lick said.
And I'm mad that we are technically getting into our horrible decision without meaning to, because we doing the whole guy girl versus, you know, we gonna get into it.
That shit whack. Like.
Hold on, we gonna talk about that too, and you might think that we ain't gonna sit here and ask kink shame. That's what we not gonna do.
We're not
gonna
be all up in the nigga booty.
It's both ways though. I don't even, not even to a woman.
Nah,
you don't eat ass.
You don't. Okay, you know if you eat and pussy, you technically eat an ass. It's
and
that
you know
close.
What? Guess what? I'd have ate the pussy. I had with technical whatever. I ain't never just knew. I'm not eating ass like. I'm
so you didn't
ass.
Know you was eating ass, but you did.
No, I ain't never.
You ain't never even leaked it.
Well, no. Okay, was you down by the hole of the pussy? If you was down by the hole of the pussy, the ass is like a centimeter away.
This is what I'm saying, but I didn't eat the ass. It don't matter if I was 0.2. If we was in a race, if we was in a race and I was half a centimeter away from the finish line, I ain't win the race. So I ain't eat that ass. That's how I look at that shit.
I'm not playing with you.
Oh my god.
Anyways, we're gonna go ahead and we is going to get into the kink of the week. The kink for this week, guys, as y'all know, every week we give y'all a kink. We don't kink shame around here, but we like to let y'all know that some people listen to some kinky shit. So this week one, and thank God I can actually say it, is claustrophilia. This is when people are turned on by and or prefer to have sex in tiny places. So this is interesting because I feel like this would be like maybe if you've had sex in a stall in a bathroom or car sex, which I am so against car sex.
I hate it.
First off, I'm
not anymore.
I mean, I done lost some weight, but I'm still a thick bitch and I like niggas over 6'3". So
right.
Where small, are we fitting? Yeah. Like, and clearly the word comes from claustrophobia,
right?
With claustrophilia. So it's people who are turned on by being enclosed in spaces.
I mean,
have y'all ever fucked in a small space?
I mean, in my car, but I always had big ass cars though.
What's a big ass car? Like a Suburban?
Like I got my like my truck, but the seats come up, so it's like big.
Wait,
and then
so
my
she
Wrangler,
just sits
I
there?
This, I let like the back seat. I had my Jeep Wrangler, so I let the back seats down. And
so
I
he's
got,
like, sound like a whole lot.
But it was.
Hold on, girl.
I mean,
to me, car sex is supposed to be
spontaneous.
Like, if you're doing all of that,
you're
preparing.
And all you got to do is pull the lever and the seats go down.
Okay, it don't happen that fast. Yeah. I feel like there's a whole transition. Like, we playing Transformers with your car before we have sex.
In that case, you could just get your ass up and go in the house.
This is a lever. Facts. You pull this lever, the seats go down.
Man.
There's no nothing.
Are y'all into car sex?
No.
I used to be.
I'm not going to lie. No, I've had sex in the car before. You talking about you like niggas at 6'3". Bitch, I'm 6'3".
Big bitch.
I'm a big bitch.
Yay.
Like, absolutely not. I'm not
solid.
I'm too big. Like my leg over here, your leg right here is no
That's
fucking
what used
wrong.
To make it exciting.
Hell no.
Have y'all ever had sex in like a bathroom stall or yeah? Mm-hmm. How was that?
I mean, it was cool, but it's a very tiny space, and then I like was kind of nervous just because of all the germs and shit. But you know,
you're a germaphobe.
I'm not a germaphobe, but I was trying to be.
Did you lick ass? You be down by the ass? You can't be sitting here talking about I'm a germaphobe. You know shit come out of
the ass. But the person who ass I'm licking, I know who ass I'm licking in the bathroom.
So you just
know
what he ate, and you know what coming out his ass.
No, shit is shit.
It's crazy because I was talking with my friend. Shout out Deandra. I was talking to her before, and when I found this, I was like, okay. So I was thinking, I don't like car sex. Then I was thinking of maybe like a fitting room.
in a store. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the only thing that would be exciting about that to me would be possibly getting caught.
Right. Yeah, the people.
So I was like,
there.
I don't think I would enjoy it right. because it's small, but I would enjoy it because I know we're not supposed to be fucking
doing
right.
it. Yeah. That's how it was when I was fucking in the bathroom. It was a woman's bathroom, by the way.
And he went
yeah,
into the woman's
he
bathroom.
Came into the woman's bathroom.
I was there.
Yeah.
Wait, I was there.
Wait, share the story, sis. What you mean?
We was at a bowling alley.
Let me tell. We was at the bowling alley, y'all. And wait. I was with my dude at the time. And
oh, so this was a couple's day.
It was a couple's day because they was friends. So she was like, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom.
He well,
like,
he had already went.
Yeah, so she just ran to the bathroom. She was like, I'll be right back, ladies. And she gave me that look. I'm drunk. I'm like, oh, shit, nigga. They was gone.
This makes me feel jealous. Was ready to I don't go. Be on
and it was
date.
People that's walking right. in the bathroom.
Oh, I remember
so
that.
So I had to like basically kind of like try to get on top of like the toilet so my legs wouldn't show, so only his feet would show.
Yeah. But why wouldn't you want your legs to show instead of his? Because this is the girl's bathroom.
Girl, I wasn't thinking. That's still,
that's she it. Always be. I got caught in the bathroom at her apartment because they was fucking in the living room, and I was like, I don't want to go out there. I was like, please help. I'm like, can
do you
I come
remember
out?
That time I was fucking on the balcony? Dog. And you was in my room and she could see me through the window.
I was like this.
Oh, y'all have a real friendship.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, this is cute.
It's crazy.
This is cute. Lex
has seen me fuck
it's
a lot of
it's a compromising
times.
Position.
I don't see. Remember
but I'm not gonna lie. My apartment is a loft, right?
Right. That's what
so
I was about to
I was
talk
like,
about.
Man, come in here, pass out. My nigga
see,
coming through.
See,
like,
look, I be so respectful for my friend DeAndre. You don't even know that night we was playing. Oh, we had the card game, and you know who came through. Bitch, we was fucking in the staircase because I was trying to be respectful of you and not fucking
not
your
the
house.
The staircase?
We went to the staircase that's at hard. Your building at the Atlantic, bitch, and we was fucking in the staircase. Oh, we didn't do the bathroom. No, we just went straight to the staircase. And
I know that's right, queen.
Yeah, because I wasn't finna fuck in your house.
I'm
like
sorry.
I was like, man, I ain't gonna do DeAndre like that. So I'm jealous right now.
Lex about to see me get this deep.
DeAndre,
man, I done been in, I was like, because when I first moved here, I was staying with her before my apartment was ready. I done been in a bed with this girl.
Bitch, you I was got in the my pussy.
I'm surprised you ain't get
I was
kicked.
In a bed with
I
this girl.
All of a sudden,
ate by another girl.
I feel somebody rubbing on me. It was another chick that was eating her pussy. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? I'm
and she was
sleeping.
Laying in the bed next
y'all,
to me.
See, this is... DeAndre, are you listening to this? I just wanted to cuddle last night, and this bitch was like, cuddle with who, bitch?
Oh, no.
She think I'm going to turn her out, and I'm not going to turn
no,
all my
Madre
friends
is
out.
A cuddler. Like, when I'm asleep, like, sometimes I'll stay at her house. She'll come home. She'll be fucked up. She'll be, like, right under my back. But that's just, and people think that me and Dre fuck all the
and
time.
And we've never
we've
fucked.
We've never done
really?
It, never
no.
touched, never.
Why? Let me ask you, why do all men think that friends fuck? Because I get asked that all the time with my
I
roommate
don't.
Now. No, you don't?
I think I lived with a woman for like 7-8 years.
Okay.
So I kind of seen how she moved with her friends.
With her friends.
I seen certain things where I got a better understanding. Some
yeah.
niggas just using their imagination.
Right.
Like, yeah. You gotta be, y'all motherfuckers.
It's gotta be fucking. Right. Y'all both fine.
I think when people like see us on the outside, yeah. like they see us on Instagram,
and they see
on
how
Twitter,
close we are, we
and they'll be like,
together.
"Oh, I know they fucking." But they when they
bond,
actually
yeah.
hang out with us and see how fucking dumb we are, how
maybe
we act like
y'all
sisters,
childish.
They're like, "Oh, yeah. fuck, they are not
it
fucking."
Like
y'all childish
yeah.
as fuck. And remember that girl tried to start eating your pussy.
I said, "Hold on, mom. You got the wrong one."
Wait, so you don't deal with girls?
I have been with, but it's not my thing.
Yeah,
like
it's
I have been a long time ago.
Oh, so Lex, I'm gonna stop texting you. We don't. Bitch, we not friends no more. I thought I was finna sneak
well, look,
on
you,
it.
Look, you got the wrong one. That's that one right there. That's the one you need.
Let me stop. I always be trying to punch my friend.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
drea.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So we're going to go into, guys, now the horrible decision. And we've kind of touched on it already in this episode. We're going to do kind of a girl code versus guy code as far as, like, what's acceptable on our end as women and kind of how men view it and vice versa. I kind of wanted to start off with something simple, more so like dating, just to get kind of a grasp between what we think in the room. So I wanted to say, how long should a girl wait to be claimed by a dude that she's dating? And so you're a man. I would love your perspective on this. But how long as women do we feel like we should wait before a guy starts to claim us?
How do I feel like y'all should feel? That's hard. I mean, y'all are with me.
Okay, like, well, no, like, you feel like, how do you feel? If you're dating a girl, how long do men normally wait before they know, like, damn, I like her, let me make her my girlfriend?
It ain't no time limit.
Everything a vibe with you.
You know.
It's a vibe.
Because I swear, bro, from my first experience, I learned that certain things I just let happen instead of trying to make it happen or forcing it. If I feel like, if I'm looking at you and I'm like, yeah, I fuck with you, you going on my gram. Like,
I know that's right, King.
Ooh. I'm not about to be overthinking that shit when I know I'm fucking with you.
And like, see, what he just said, I think that's what a lot of us girls do. We overthink everything.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all, if y'all are talking to a guy and y'all are dating and it's to the point where maybe he got a nickname, all the friends know about him, when do you guys maybe start being like, okay, why am I not his girlfriend yet? Look, y'all... In one
well,
day.
Well, she know
well,
me.
Well, me and Lex had a conversation about this like a few months ago, and we're so totally opposite. Like me, I just kind of go with the flow when it comes to dating a guy. Like, I let you do what you want to do. Like, whenever you ready, then we ready.
Let me tell you something about me. I moved to Atlanta. The next week, I had a boyfriend.
See,
I was in a relationship.
Really?
Day one. Day is lit. You are my man, and we in love.
Yeah, that's how
so
she is.
Are you as soon as y'all have sex, that mean he your boyfriend?
I mean, not like that, but like sometimes I get vibes. Like he said, I get the vibe.
So here's my thing, though. Do you not seek a mutual vibe? Because even though you may be vibing with him.
Right. You know what? No.
That's how I feel.
But wait, but Drea knows this. Every nigga I fuck with, they be pressuring me.
That's what my friend said.
It be me.
But niggas be pressuring me, too. Every nigga I fuck with pressure me, but I be like, hold on.
Drea says no. I be like, sure.
Niggas ain't shit.
They're like, man, I want you to be my girl. I'm like, shit. Fuck it.
Bro, that don't mean
anything. Wait. You said it doesn't mean anything when a guy does that? Why?
Because, bro, me as a nigga, I could say, bro, a nigga would just say some shit just to get a girl head where he need him to be. Like,
true, because I'm doing that shit too.
Wait. No, we're going to wait. We're going to pause. Because I've got to hear this.
I agree with you, though.
What do you.
We could be chilling. Everything could be good. We could be fucking. You with me. We rocking. And I just got. The nigga got to just do the. And so, bro, what we doing? Let's stop playing. And you,
right.
The girl could be like, what you mean? Like, we good? Like, and you're like, nah, for real. Like, you just want to lock that in so bad just to make sure mentally you know that bitch ain't doing shit when she ain't with you. And you know
So men will say that just to make sure she's not fucking out,
right. What
we'll
do?
Yeah.
Y'all be lying.
I don't do it no more, but I've done it. But this is what I'm saying. We'll do that shit to get y'all where we need to be. And then when y'all are there, that's when we arguing with y'all about y'all tripping and shit.
I hate when a nigga be like, you tripping.
That's true.
Why did God be all in my feelings?
Games. Like, you so but many you, mind games.
So why? Yeah, why? Like,
I feel like
they don't want to fucking like, nobody
else. Like
they
want. I feel like it's out of selfishness and
for sure.
It's other shit. I feel like mentally with niggas, like, it's shit out how we. I honestly believe just going to see my therapist and things I talked to him about.
Come through mental health.
It's how we was raised. Yeah, I did all this.
Okay.
So it's like how.
So what did your therapist say about this?
It's just how we view certain things, how we were raised. A lot of niggas got just insecurities on their own that almost have nothing to do with relationships. Period. Just as a man and just things they done been through that they just need to have control over certain things or feel secure about certain
things. So let me ask you, because we do have a lot of parents that listen to us. We have couples. We have a lot of people who may want children in the future. Is there anything that your therapist said, or to you, is there anything that could change that upbringing to where y'all don't grow up to be the fuck niggas that y'all are?
Hey.
if you're saying it's from upbringing, you know?
Not necessarily, it wasn't like how we was raised. It's just not being able, especially black men, I can't speak for any other
person. Well, that's all I deal with,
so please. We don't express ourselves, so anything right. we've ever been through, no matter what, it's been, I'm 28, so it's been 28 years of, I'm good, or fuck that shit. But let's fuck these hoes.
Right. I think it's like soft. For like, if 14, if a black man says how he yeah. feels, it's like, oh, you soft.
From 14 yeah. to now, niggas just been, man, shit, I'm just, fuck these bitch, fuck all that, fuck this.
You're supposed to not care. It's cool to not
but
care.
But you carry your mind, you don't want to talk to nobody. Your mom could have been the best parent ever, did everything, but it's just how, like, shit be.
So who raises, like, is it more so society that's raising black men to be like this?
I think a mental health issue wasn't something, it's not even our parents' fault. It's something that was never thought about. I'm born True. In 89. Like, right. anything, it's just coming up now.
It
it's
is.
Really,
You're
kids
right.
now are, like, early we are able to be able to care about that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like our parents, like, yeah, you know, we can't, how are they going to talk to us about it? It's not even a thought in their mind.
Okay. Speak on it. Listen, that's I like you talking more real. Than your tweets, because your tweets be coming for bitches, but now I feel
they
like
they do, you're, but you're, see, I got my views on that, too, but it's, I got logic. I don't never say nothing without both sides.
Niggas, no, I get that.
You know,
but at least that you're able to even own yeah. up to your ignorance.
Niggas ain't
or
shit
your
either,
insecurities,
though.
The
so
selfishness.
I say something about women, but niggas is fucked up. Like, I
oh, niggas is definitely.
I done did a lot
up.
Of fucked up shit, and I'm running with niggas that do fucked up shit, and I done had these conversations, and niggas don't be trying to hear that shit. Hey, bro, you ain't never think you be doing that shit because of this. Nigga put a head down like, man, I don't want to talk about
that. Man, I want to talk about that shit.
Right, yeah. So as women, what do we do if we, like, meeting you? Because we're all in our late 20s.
See,
we're dating.
This
what do we
vibes,
do? What
vibes
do we do?
Vibes are important. Because,
vibes, back to vibes.
The two women that I talked to, right, one of them, the one who told me to go see a therapist. She's like, okay. Nigga, you got this going on. Okay. You need to do this because I'm going through this, and I go see my therapist for this, and that happened. Other girl kind of just read me so good. She know what that shit is. She like, I fuck with you, but hell nah, nigga. But let's go out to this movie.
Okay. I'ma
know when you ready. I know you ain't ready, nigga.
Okay.
So she just read me, and I just laugh it off sometimes, and I have to check myself. Like, let me stop playing with this girl. But she know me good enough, so I'm not rushing nothing, and she's smart enough mentally and strong enough mentally to peep my bullshit. But she
all us black queens is strong,
she,
just
she
so you're right.
Amen. No. Because these women will fucking see that shit and be like, oh, this nigga full of gangs, fuck him, and not try to help him or see something in him.
But is it our job to help?
It's not our job.
No,
that's
it's only your job if you see something in that nigga if you really want to be with him.
Right, right.
It
but I feel like in the beginning, I don't know if I see something with you.
So can I bring this back to the wonderful...
That's why I'm saying if you fucked up,
wait a second,
because
we just had a quote from the wonderful first lady of the motherfucking U.S. of A., Michelle Obama, and she came through, which I appreciated. Most recently, she came through and said that she knew that Obama was for her because he was already a full-ass, complete human being when he met her.
Right.
And so I feel like, unfortunately... For black men, and not speaking for all, but they expect us as women to take them broken and to help build them or to help fix them. And there's so much things already on our plate as black women. Wanting black kings, right. We hate that we have to feel like we have to help you get a job, help with your resume, build
Wait
you up and
you.
Be the man that we want you to be instead
that
of
shit,
y'all coming as the men that we want.
That shit deeper, that shit deeper than that, though, man. Niggas, it's like go back to slavery with that shit, like how our mind where we... are so embarrassed about certain things to express ourselves, and it's weighing on us, bruh. That Willie Lynch shit is real as fuck. Like,
what is it?
Do you know like Willie how they made black men just they humiliated black men
right.
in front of their kids and their women, mm-hmm. and that shit trickles, and it's like a generational insecurity with black men. We keep shit in. We want to be the manliest man ever, but we need something. But at the same time, we don't want to express what we need, so y'all don't know what the fuck is wrong with us.
At all.
Can't tell y'all what's wrong with us, because it's, like, so deeper than just saying one thing. It's, like, it's a lot, but I can't say it.
So, but it's, like, at what point do y'all realize it. That, and right. start be like, you know what? Let me heal myself.
Let me open up.
Because you can't depend on nobody else to fix you.
It's a process. I hurt a woman so bad to figure out I'm a fuck nigga and I need to figure it out. And it took another girl after that to be like, nigga, you is a fuck nigga. You a good nigga, but you a fuck nigga.
Right.
And this is what I see. I feel like you need to talk to somebody. It's up to you to make them steps.
I think it takes a strong man too to realize that, okay, I need to go see a therapist or I need to find someone that I can confide in that's gonna tell me about it.
Right. Some niggas don't even know how. I didn't even know how to be by myself. When I broke up with the mother of my child and I was single, I didn't spend a night alone. And it wasn't even because I'm fucking bitches just for cool. It got to a point I just needed somebody at my. I needed it.
It's like, you y'all be lonely either. Like us.
It'd be weird.
I just be wanting a cuddle. Too.
Yeah.
But
be
see,
weird.
even a man admitting that, like, I just didn't want to be alone. Like, you don't hear men express it's those hard. Things.
Right.
It's hard.
That's true.
But I just hurt somebody so bad, I don't want to do it again out of my fear. I just had to be real with myself. Like, I just want to be fully transparent with anybody I'm fucking with. So just know I got baggage, and I'm still fixing that shit. So don't come over here if you're not, you know.
So would you accept that with a woman? Like, if a woman was broken 100%. And she needed to be 100% built up?
Because, like, the woman who told me that I need to see a therapist, it's a lot going on with her. Mm-hmm. And she got a pass, and she done did a lot of crazy shit.
So,
and we could talk about that, and it doesn't bother me. I appreciate it.
Okay, it doesn't bother you, but I do want to bring that into – and y'all done changed my whole outline. But when it comes to a woman opening up about their past, if we're supposed to sit here and, you know, accept you for you, your upbringing, you being a man, you being vulnerable but not so vulnerable, as a woman, when we do express our past and what we've been through or how many sexual partners we've had, how is it that we can express that to a man without that judgment being
there? Right. He got to be a real nigga. Like I told you, the girl I fuck with, she tell me everything, and it doesn't bother me. It kind of was like a weight off my shoulders to be able to have that conversation and
so
not know. It's like, ugh, nigga, you just a hoe out here. You're not a bitch.
Right.
Even though they doing their shit. I listened to all the shit she did, and I'm like, damn, you know, we grew up like we was doing shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck was we doing between 18 and 20 before I met you? I don't give a fuck what you did as long as you can express it to me.
Right.
A nigga worst fear is this. All we care about is walking into a room and a nigga knowing something we don't know.
But that's very, but that's.
It is.
But for you not to care, though, but that's like very rare because niggas be caring.
They do. They do.
They do be caring.
So let me ask you this. So you're in the industry.
Yeah.
You meet a girl and you vibe with her.
Yeah.
She is nervous because she knows that she done fucked some niggas in the industry.
And
you would prefer for her to tell you, listen, I fucked XYZ, even if you close to them, that she fucked them before knowing you.
Hell yeah, because I done been in that situation and I could have that conversation with that nigga before he feel like he got one up. Niggas got one up. That's what it is. Like
you don't understand.
If you walk in and I'm fucked you or fucking you. I'm smiling like, goddamn. And I'm looking at my nigga like, psh, this nigga. But guess what?
Yeah.
He could kick. This is how I kick it. If I know you don't fuck my bitch, first I'm walking in, I'm like, yeah, but she told me she know you though, bro. She said y'all used to fuck around back in the day, man.
Just so that you can clear it out. That you
don't even keep playing
and
like
that.
That's
the real
shit, though. Like she said nothing bad about you. I'm like, bro, she said you cool as fuck, though. She told me, and you know what that do? That take your shoulders down and it make the room comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, no. It's all good. I need to know that so I can make my
move.
Let
me ask y'all, how comfortable are y'all? Because, bitch, I done had teammates before. Like, oh, shit. These niggas done got traded. Now they on the same team.
I've been there. That just actually happened to me like a year ago.
And how did you go about telling, like, because we have a lot of listeners. I'm sure everyone done been in these uncomfortable, awkward-ass situations. Mm-hmm. So now that we see that from a man, and not all men are alike, but he would prefer to know, as women, did y'all come forward and say it? And if so, how did you say it?
I did. I told him that I used to mess with somebody that he knew. But when I told him that I used to mess with the guy, I guess he didn't know that meant that I fucked the guy.
What else does that mean?
But right, that's how I felt about it. So 2-4 months into the situation, I'm thinking he already understands that I used to be fucking old
that
boy.
That
right. So he comes to me. I guess the dude said something to him. They was at a party and the dude said something to him. And then he comes to me and he like, oh boy, walked up to me. And so he's like, I can't believe. He was like, I feel like you hiding something from me. And I'm like, I already told you. He was like, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, I did. And then he was like, then I told him, I was like, well, I did fuck him one time. He was like, what? You fucked that nigga?
And he turned his back.
Yes, but he was so mad.
Guys also have selective hearing, though.
Like, they definitely
y'all
do.
Y'all have selective hearing.
Y'all will sit here, and even though we tell you something, if you interpret it one way.
You fucked a nigga, then, that wasn't selective. I need to hear it. I hear that.
You needed me to say I fucked him. I said I fucked him.
I don't judge nigga. I I'm representing for the fellas, so I'm not judging him, but he was tripping in that scenario.
He was tripping.
You do think he was tripping?
He was tripping.
Right.
Because yeah. I think if so you too. Mess with a nigga, even if you didn't fuck him, in my mind, you fucked.
That's what? How I feel. Because yeah. I feel like, what's the point to bring head. It up if y'all didn't
get
fuck?
That out right. My way, out the way.
So let me ask you, how did you go about? Have you done it before?
This is a thing with me. If I meet somebody and I know, like, I fuck with your friend, I need to know how far we going first before I have that conversation.
Right.
Because I had met...
How do you know that in the beginning?
I was in a situation recently.
How do you know that
in
the beginning?
Huh?
How do you know that in the beginning?
Know what?
Like, he can't necessarily tell you how far y'all are going
to
go. Like,
exactly. So if we get to that point, then I'll be like, oh, by the way.
See, but that shit can have you out back.
Yeah,
it can. But at the end of the day, why would I tell you my business if we... Because this last situation
my
I was in...
know it anyway.
But no, yeah. But they didn't end up finding out because it was funny because I was talking to one dude.
Uh-huh.
Me and him had fell off. So I started talking to the other dude and they know each other. And I was like, damn, Drea, should I tell him? She was like, I don't know. Like, you just wait and see. And I never said anything. And we ended up falling out. And I ended up going back to the other dude.
Yeah.
And they don't, they still don't know. But it's
but
like.
See, that's
worse.
You
got lucky.
I didn't fuck the second dude.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't fuck the second dude. Because we never
got
there.
That's cool, different. You straight.
That's what I'm saying. Because I don't, why would I say, hey, I fucked XYZ. And we not even fucking yet, but we like each other. But it's like if we never reach that point.
So when it comes to when you're finally fucking, that's when you should.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I feel like I had already fucked.
Yeah,
I was like, let me go.
Yeah, because it's like if you talk to my partner a year ago, my best friend, and y'all, he took you out to eat or some shit. I don't give a fuck about that. Y'all went out a couple times. He took you to the movies. If you tell me, cool. If he tell me, I'm like, damn, for real, you heat? He like, no. I'm like, all right.
But what if he's like, yeah.
You're fine.
So real quick.
He took you out.
Right, exactly.
You're real comfortable with how you speak on, you know, males dealing with maybe the same woman. I want to take this to maybe our female listeners a little bit. Would you be okay with Drea going on a date with somebody that you used to talk to, even if you didn't fuck him or if you did fuck him? Like, weigh both of those options because this is your friend. Would that be okay? And when is it crossing the line for girl code?
Let me tell you something. I told her right now, she got somebody on her roster. That nigga is prime real estate. I said, if I come across that nigga, I'm just letting you know.
She did. And I already fucked him before. But she was like, bitch, he prime real estate. If I ever run across
if
that
I
nigga
ever run across
and he
him,
try to fuck with me, I'm sorry.
But I let her know.
But I was like, it's cool.
Yeah, really, you
but
do
you
that.
Know, but we have
I don't care about him.
Because honestly,
him.
Me and Drea don't have we don't we're not attracted
okay, well,
to the
I'm
same
not
type.
But I'm not talking about community dick right now. I'm talking about like
real,
that's what
I like
we talking
him.
About prime real estate. Bitch, we probably talking about rapper athlete. Them niggas for everybody. We
right,
know that
right, that's
me and Ellie were in a situation like that before. Like I was she don't like to talk about it.
Okay.
But so it was like I had talked to a dude a long time ago. Like I was young. And then like some years later, like her and him, and they were like really, really talking.
Yeah,
but
that just happened to me.
I didn't care because it was just like I had moved on. I was like six dicks.
Yeah.
That was like six dicks ago.
Six dicks ago.
I got lucky
so
like that.
It didn't matter.
Lucky like that. I got lucky just like that.
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me before.
See, no, yes. To me, I feel like so I have like a clear do not cross list. Like,
yeah, I think we all
I done had a whole
oh, yeah.
I done
yeah.
had quite a few niggas
right.
real estate, all that.
It's certain
but
ones.
Certain ones that I done
right.
caught feelings for, even if we don't fuck and we ain't fucked
right.
for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know he off limits.
You know he's off limits.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think that and I think honestly we're real friends with a bitch, we know which niggas is off limits.
Yeah,
right.
We already
you
know.
Already know.
She already know. But niggas don't care. Niggas gonna cross that line.
Niggas gonna cross that line.
Yeah, they will all the time.
Yeah. I done had niggas that I was fucking with,
niggas
like we
will,
was in damn near in love, and they homeboy was like, oh,
niggas
what's
lame
good?
As fuck,
yeah.
though. That's what I'm saying. It's only a few real niggas, period.
It is.
We talk
yeah.
about these bitches, but niggas lame. Like, I'm rare. Like, I know me, bro. A bitch could be so bad till my partner go with her. And it's like a switch in my brain. It's like, it don't matter what she got on, and now
You just can't.
And you are very, very
like
rare. Because
niggas
do not care.
Yeah,
no,
for sure.
Shit.
Niggas
no, don't.
Niggas
for
ducks,
sure.
bro. They be some ducky niggas.
Because back to that story, the dude found out, and then he still fucked with me. Like,
see,
he was trying
yeah.
to act like he was so mad, and we still was fucking with each other for, like, another 7 months after that.
And then the old boy that had ran to him about it,
He seen
now
it.
He's like, trying I miss to fuck you, back with me again.
Yeah. I think it still has all to do with the level of security that men has. Right. Because, and I mentioned this on the show before, like, there was a dude that I was really, really, really vibing with. And I had fucked his friend first before I had even known him. But the friend was prime real estate. And this nigga wasn't so much. So he used to always say, like, man, nah, like, I fuck with you, but, man, if we ever got married, I couldn't have, that nigga would have to be at my wedding, and that's I gotta know he fucked my wife. Like, so so that's another type of that's conversation real. That's had, that when a man really vibes with you, there's certain niggas that he can't look past, even if he does, because he's like, listen, that nigga will be at my wedding, and I gotta know he know what your pussy feel like, and me and this nigga vibe so hard. So you talking about a vibe? We vibed, and he's like, man, I really fuck with you.
That is a deal. But, that's a deal, bro.
But, this it is. Nigga will be my wedding.
Like, if a girl fucked your homeboy, that's a deal breaker.
That he knows would depending. Be at his wedding type of shit. It's like, damn, this is the woman I'm walking down the aisle, and I got to look at my homeboy and know that that nigga.
Was that grown sex or like teenage sex?
Nah,
the first
we was like 21.
Yeah.
21, 22.
See, now you fucked a nigga. I get over it.
He'll be
all right.
Get the fuck over it.
If my partner fucked you and y'all 18, 19, I get over that. But grown fucking. You know what
grown
you're doing? You getting choked.
Wait, we comparing fucking dick.
You doing all that? I'm like,
But what if you didn't suck his dick?
It's different, man. It's
just... Oh, nah, bitch. I'm sucking dick.
Oh, we've been sucking dick since high school, bitch. No, that dick got sucked.
I mean, I've been sucking dick since high school, too, but I didn't suck the first dude dick. Remember, I did it. So, to me, it was just
see,
you
know what I'm
different.
Saying? Shit like that got to be discussed because it's some niggas that'll overlook it, but it'll ruin the whole marriage.
Right.
It could.
But it's like, why do you care? I feel like if you don't care about something that was before you, whether it's your partner or not, you either care or you don't.
But I don't know. Niggas just feel some type of way about you fucking another nigga dick.
You don't realize how we think.
It's an ego
when we
thing.
Fuck, listen.
Hold on. We listening. Break it down. Preach.
I say this shit to every guy I talk to when it come to niggas and when it come to bitches fucking niggas that we know. It don't matter.
Real quick. Pause on it. We had a last guest that used bitches a lot. So we got to pause on the bitches.
But look.
Maybe in the comments cool. You say bitches too much.
But see, now I don't want y'all feeling away, but look. It is the best example. I could be the most serial killer, streetest nigga, billionaire, everything, the realest, gangster, richest, helicopter having, biggest
that sounds
dick
like looking, okay.
Biggest dick having ass nigga, right?
Shut up, bitch.
Guess what? It's a J on the street. If I walk past and I say, if he say anything to me and I say something back, it's nothing I could do after he say, I fucked your bitch.
And that's how he was. Listen, he was like this.
And guess what? Guess what? I could pull a gun out. I could kill him right there.
Oh,
and guess what?
Serious.
I could go to jail. You know what I'm saying? I could go to jail.
That
and guess what?
Five.
I'm still a sucker.
It's
you want to know why?
Dying,
damn,
folks.
Why he kill him? That nigga fucked this bitch. It's nothing worse than a nigga fucking your bitch. Because it's nothing you can do.
Okay.
It's nothing you can do. You could be richer than a nigga. You could have everything more than a nigga. It's no way
okay,
you can be
so
his ass.
I feel what you're saying, but let me say this. There's been some situations before where you was like, I fuck with people who knew each other. And then he was like, man, I know you used to fuck with that nigga. But it's like... But when them niggas would try to hit me up being on some sneaky shit, like, if I'm fucking with you and I used to fuck with your homeboy, I'm gonna make that nigga feel, you try to pull me now, nigga.
Exactly.
Try to pull me now, because
you're
not gonna disrespect my nigga.
But
this is my nigga right now.
But this is the thing, too, and I'll bring this to what you're saying. It just sucks because as women, I'd have had niggas fuck my friends. I'd have had niggas try to pull like my bitches I live with, and they still just think it's supposed to be okay. So I think that it's very contradicting, and of course the double standard.
It go both ways.
Yeah, no, but a lot of us women have to be just okay with who you done fucked in your past,
but,
and
that's
the past.
Yeah.
But as
but we
women,
gotta do
we
what
can't
you
have
saying
a past.
Too. Like we gotta look, man. When we fuck off and a hoe got a smart ass mouth, it's our job to be like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You know, we got to chump that hoe. At least we got to make up.
That's what y'all be
that's
doing.
That's where niggas fuck
they
up.
They need to.
Niggas be trying to, this is where we ruin everything. We'll fuck off. Y'all try to forgive us. A hoe will say something, and we still trying to defuse the situation.
Exactly.
Instead of bucking on this hoe.
Exactly.
Like, bitch, you was a fuck. Like,
facts.
Excuse my language, but in this situation, that's what I have to say.
You got
to
let
like,
them know.
Yeah.
Hey, baby girl.
I have to make this bitch feel so small for even trying to come
facts.
For you if I care about you.
Right.
What I'm doing, like, chill, girl. This is my girl on the side.
But for you, why we can't check a nigga and do the same and be like,
no,
well,
I'm
listen,
cool
but-
with that if you can do that. But most women don't.
I do.
Okay. You got
to
do that.
You ain't about to embarrass my
me,
nigga.
You
got to
make that nigga
up.
Feel like, God damn, my bad, bitch.
With this
you
conversation, I feel like it's something that we have. I feel like it everything has to do with egos.
Right.
When it comes to feeling embarrassed.
And ego is the worst thing.
It's even in a relationship. Ego, you have to work around anybody's ego in anything you do. At the workplace, with management, in music, in relationships. You have to know people's personalities.
Their
triggers. Yeah. You have to know their triggers. Like, if I know something that gets under your skin and I'm genuinely your friend, I know how to work around that. It's not nothing wrong with that. It's me genuinely caring about you as a friend.
Yeah,
I'm like, why would I? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if something really bothers me, like, okay, we need to figure out a way. You know me, so don't do certain things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I had this conversation with the dude I'm talking to last night. He was like, I told him that my ex had called me. He was like, I don't want you talking to that nigga. So what the fuck? I was like, well, I'm not gonna do it no more. He's like, yeah, you see how I handle that? Because his friend. But it's like he has an ego.
Well, I know how to handle it.
This
is the last topic that I'll bring up in this while we're talking on both sides of relationships and egos and insecurities. So I want to talk about how it is for us as women to have guy friends while being in a relationship and men allowing women to have guy friends while in a relationship or us allowing you as a man to have women like female relationships. So you've been in a relationship, you've been dealing with this woman for 8 years, you have someone else, whatever your situation is it okay for them to have guy friends?
I mean, it didn't bother me.
Yeah, the way you're not
what I'm saying. While we was rocking, while we was good, it didn't bother me. Only time it bothered me when we not good.
Why does it bother you though?
Cause niggas do sucker shit. They wait for weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Like a nigga will really be your friend until you weak. Then that's when they try and fuck.
Try to get their pussy. Mm.
So if we good, you can do whatever you want with Brian. I don't give a fuck because I know what's going on.
Right.
But as soon as you crying and you hurt, I don't know what the fuck Brian on because I know what niggas on.
Damn, Brian.
He about to eat
shit.
That booty.
He about to get Brian about to get that ass.
He even just tenderizing
I'll
that
say
shit.
This. For me, like...
That's all Brian.
I think it's cool to... But you have to introduce me. We got to know each other.
I think that that's where a lot of men may feel like it's easier like to maybe keep it a secret. But I'll say I agree too.
I do too.
Like, so for as women, we're... Clearly, I feel like we a little bit more confident than niggas at this point. We allow a whole lot of shit that y'all really don't.
Yeah.
But I feel like for women, it's more so... I just need... Can I know this friend? Can I introduce her? Because I'm not going to lie. We know real quick. So, long story short, me and my friends went out to meet her boyfriend at the club. And when we got to the table, there was two girls there with his cousin. The girls didn't speak to us. They didn't introduce themselves to us. And it was just very obvious, oh, bitch, y'all know y'all in the wrong or y'all been trying to talk to him.
Right.
We catch a vibe with women real quick, what their intentions are around men. And so, to me, if a man or my boyfriend wants to have a female friend, we need to meet that bitch, and we need to know who she is. I need to know when you with her.
I feel like that's most important. Like, I got all my partners, but if I know I got a female best friend, that's the bitch you need to meet. Excuse my language.
Right.
But it's not a bad bitch, but that's the woman, that's the girl you need to meet. First, I need to make sure, I need to roll the red carpet out on making sure y'all cool and you know that that's my partner before my partner friends. Cause
it just sucks.
I got girlfriends.
I have a male best friend. And the first thing guys always say, they be like, you got a male best friend? Yes.
It be like that sometimes. Legit.
I think it's just tough because, like, I've been the best friend to a lot of guys, and the girlfriends never like me.
Honey. Yeah, they never
you got
like
a fat
me.
Ass.
Yeah,
don't you be like, yeah, I suck a mean dick,
and I'll lick your ass.
I don't want my nigga to be your friend either.
Yeah. I couldn't.
You ain't about to try to eat my man booty.
It would be hard for us.
Your girl better know we friends, nigga. I know you since we were 16.
No. I'm saying it would be hard for me to argue her. Like
it's different. It's different for being. If somebody's a homegirl and they like, you know, they dress like, you know, they're kind of tomboyish or they not like.
That's bullshit that we don't sit here and judge the look for
it.
But it is what it is.
But she right.
I have friends. I have guy friends and they be like, man, bitches be
tripping. They be tripping.
Women be tripping. They do. I mean, because they be like.
They be looking like
that's your friend. Yeah. I'm actually really close friends with my sister's ex. Like, me and him just stayed cool. Like, we cool. Like, you used to date my sister.
Okay.
And we cool. And it was just like, he had went to the club one night. He got a section. I went to a section. And girls was just like, they arguing.
I had to be like,
girl, no. I didn't want to be like, oh, he used to date my sister. I was just like, no, this is
they
like.
They cool?
Huh?
Are they cool?
Who, my sister and him? No, no, no. They're not cool nowhere. They both moved on.
But it's just that you went over there with your little waist and big ass.
Yeah, right. Bitch, but I had to actually, let her know. I'm like, oh, baby girl, like, me and him are cool. But, you know, it's how do you have that conversation?
Right.
Oh, girl, don't, I don't want your nigga, girl. He's safe.
That's how you have it. I'd be like, I don't want your nigga.
When I was in Orlando, I was...
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I came across a lot of guys that I either went to school with or that I knew from the past. Mm-hmm. And if there was a girl in the section, I made it my point to, before I even spoke to him, listen, baby girl, I don't want him. We went to school together. I'm just going to talk
right.
to him.
Yeah, you got
but,
to.
But I feel you like gotta let people know. When women don't do that, then it's like, oh, nah, bitch, you sneaky as hell. And you
right,
want, you
right.
want this nigga dick.
No. You want that dick.
So we're going to go ahead and get into home mail. This is the last segment where we can give advice to our listeners. So the first one, you probably not going to be able to give much advice on this one, but there's one specifically for a male. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and ask you that one. But first one, we're going to say, hey, girls, I just want to say that I love what you guys are doing. I relate to y'all on so many levels, and you've helped me become more comfortable about my sexuality, which is amazing, seeing that I lost my virginity at 25.
Wow.
Anyways, my issue is that I recently met this guy, and we started talking and all that, and he asked me to be his girlfriend. Great. I mean, he checks all the boxes. Tall, dark, and handsome. Problem is, we just had sex, like 20 minutes ago. This bitch wrote us a whole mail 20 minutes after she had sex.
What?
And his dick is small. Not a micro penis, but small. And the sex was, man. I don't know what to do. Sex is a very important part of my life now. And the guys I have been with, have very big dicks, 7 inches and upwards. And we have very rough sex. Should I end it now or should I wait it out? Maybe I'll get used to a smaller size. Thank you, sexually frustrated chick. P.S. Damn. I'm Nigerian and live in Lagos, Nigeria. You have a big audience here, and we love you guys. Shout out Nigeria. Even though I'm sorry, I've been there and I don't want to go back. But
I'm
there. No, it was. I mean, they got money out there. Honey.
Oh, well, I'm on my way.
Listen, that's what I heard.
No, they got the coins. I just, it's not one of those places that they allow tourism.
Yeah,
I like going on tours and shit. Right. And instead, I felt like I had to have security the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
But the parties are good. They fucking party. Real quick, shout out. I don't know your name, but this is the first time I went to a club. I'm with my friends. This nigga just bought me a bottle. I ain't even.
A true king.
Man, a true one.
A true king.
You beautiful. And bitch, this was 70 pounds ago, bitch. I felt real good, bitch. So I guess what is going to be our advice for this lady? Have you ever been with a guy where you liked him a lot, but the dick wasn't what you wanted?
I have.
Yeah. And I stopped talking to that nigga.
Oh, God damn, Drea.
What about you, Lex?
For me, if I really, really like you, I'm going to try to explore in things in the bedroom. What else do you like? What else can we do? Like, I'm going to try to, you know, see if we can. Because sometimes you have sex with somebody once and it be trash.
Yeah, I know. So how many times?
That's all I need is one.
One and done. Me too. I'm not going to lie. I'm one time.
No,
one
and done. I'm not.
You better show out the first time.
No, I mean, because I've had situations with, like, this dude, I've been talking to him for going on 3 years now. And he just now told me, he was like, man, the first time we had sex, that shit was so bad. But I liked you. And he gave me another chance, and I'll be rocking that nigga world.
Okay.
So it's like sometimes, you know, you got to figure out what people like in bed. See,
I agree.
Maybe you can incorporate toys. Like, there's other ways for you both to get
what y'all
need.
I do want to say, too, and I don't know, some guys are uncomfortable with sex toys, but I will say we got a toy from Adam and Eve. Shout out to them for sponsoring a couple of our old shows. But they sent us an extender. So there's a toy where guys can actually put it over their penis and it adds girth, or like even there was like ridges on it to increase like stimulation. So there's a lot of toys that can help smaller dicks.
Not only that,
I want the real D.
I mean, that's fine, but I mean, there's options. To me, it's weird because we do have these boxes that we want all of our men to check off, and unfortunately, not everyone is going to check all of them off.
They're not going to check all of them off.
So to work around, if sex is important to you, I would, like Lex said, maybe you can do more vetting and talking. Maybe send him porn. Incorporate other things.
Yeah.
I will say, we say this, all guys with little dicks, just have him eat your pussy better or explore anal.
Right. That's what I was
going
to say.
I think that little dick guys
that's perfect.
Can fuck you
perfect
good. I have a size requirement when it comes to the booty hole. So
really?
My big dick niggas, I be like, you're not getting in there.
Psych.
But a small dick nigga, you know, or medium or whatever the case may be. We don't like the small dick shame. I know y'all think we do. But I'm a size queen, so I can't help it. But I feel like there's... I say talk to him. Don't tell him his dick is small, but maybe try to incorporate other things sexually.
Right.
Or we've given this advice before. Maybe gauge what he's like with maybe adding someone else into the bedroom.
Yeah, get you a side bed.
That's a possibility, too.
Hell no. That nigga ain't going for that. That nigga not Jerry. He ain't going for that shit.
Ass fucking.
Well, I felt like the anal suggestion was a good shit.
Right, and then also.
I don't want no nigga that got to get an extendo penis.
But a lot of women are. On my dick.
A lot of women don't even have orgasms from penetration. So it's just, most of women can, you know, have an orgasm from, you know, clit stimulation.
Right.
So maybe you can, you know, there's so many other
things
you can do.
There's so many other ways that I think he can please you. So if you're not being pleased, like, through penetration, I think that that's something maybe you should show him what
to do. She wasn't
really fair. I think she should definitely talk to him first, though.
She said 20, she just fucked him 20 minutes. 20 minutes. So that means she ran her phone.
And she was mad.
She didn't know what to do.
She said, Mandy,
give it 24 hours. Fuck him one more time.
No, you know what? You know what's crazy? I'm not going to lie to you. That's one of, and I don't think a lot of guys notice this, and this is why I stopped having casual sex the way I do. You don't understand the anger a woman has when she finally give a nigga some pussy, and then it's nothing. Like, it's the most frustrating thing to have sex and feel like, damn, let me go masturbate to make myself come.
Then you wait, you added a body for no reason.
So I know you get like, damn, she ran to her phone, but I don't think men understand how fucking upset we are.
Because niggas gonna nut regardless.
Right.
Y'all gonna nut.
Maybe
y'all gonna come regardless.
Shit, weak as fuck sometimes. You gotta act like you nut.
Yeah, but you gonna nut anyways. I feel like men are gonna nut regardless. Like, whether the pussy good, whether it's bad, because of that friction, your ass gonna nut at some point. I'm not about to orgasm every time.
Man, please ask your male followers a question. Have they ever faked a nut and just went somewhere and they go to the bathroom with some beat they meat, bro. Shit's trash.
Really?
I did it. I don't want to say because I got a lot going on, but shit.
I've heard this before.
No, I've had a man
this
tell
isn't
me
even
that,
like,
though.
Taboo. This is like a conversation I can have with any man. You just got to get it over with. Like, you're not about the nut. You don't want to fuck it. Don't feel good.
Oh,
and
I
she
be
just wants you to keep
going. I be looking.
You just like, see if that thing look heavy at the end.
Yeah, right.
You know that little slump at the end.
If you want to sit here and give our male listeners some advice, we actually do have home mail from a male. And the topic for this is performance anxiety. So it says, what's up? My name, I don't know. I'll give you a fake name. My name is Daquan, and I'm a 31-year-old black male residing in Tampa, Florida. I'm a huge fan of you guys. You guys give such great insight and perspective from a woman's point of view of sex that I have never considered, and I love learning about that. Listening to episode 87, I was a little bit taken back, however. So episode 87, if y'all don't remember, we were discussing erections. So it all spawned in the conversation about guys getting an erection, maintaining an erection, or coming too fast during sex. There is a horrible stigma associated with men to perform at peak sexual performance at all times. This pressure is planted in young men's minds that if they aren't good in bed or aren't satisfying to female counterparts, that they are less of a man and therefore an unsuitable partner. This goes hand in hand. Sex is very much a cerebral experience, more so than it is physical. Mm. And in my experience, Personally, I have had trouble with getting or maintaining an erection due to nerves associated with performance anxiety. Of course, comfortability is associated with that, and it can come from a number of self-confidence issues. I guess my basic, I got to proofread some of y'all shit. For the perspective that you guys offers was that none of you touched on this very real subject and oftentimes are very unapologetic in realizing that it is an actual thing. We are. I know. Hell, neither of you two beautiful women who are sexually active would tolerate bad sexual performance. Damn, I'm sorry. You reading me right now? Imagine the kind of weight when going into a sexual encounter, knowing that if they don't perform at peak performance levels and satisfy the woman, that they are not going to be wanted anymore. I know this is a real thing because women experience it often, and rightfully so. I just wanted there to be a common knowledge that it isn't always erectile dysfunction or something that the woman is doing to cause mechanical issues within a male.
It's true.
At one specific instance, I literally lost an erection because I was so overwhelmed at finally getting someone that I had once wanted really, really, really bad and literally froze up out of fear that I might not please her.
I did that.
Males like this? Love you guys, and I will never stop listening. So I guess I wanted to ask you real quick before we sign out, because we feel like men are just so excited and always have sex that there's not a lack of confidence in having sex.
See, this happened when I was like, I'm 28, so probably like 23, it was thick, like stripper, like thick. You know, like
thick. You know, I felt that.
You know, like you know the ones. You know, like you got the strippers, but you got the ones who run the ones people come
right,
for.
Right.
I don't know how I lucked up. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't ready for it. Like I didn't know I was gonna get it, but I got it. So I was like, damn, I'm trying. I'm acting like I want it, but I got it. All right, bet. But it was just so much. I was just not ready. I could not. My mind wasn't with my dick, so I could not just. It just didn't go right.
It didn't get hard, or you didn't come?
I got hard until it was time to just do what I was trying to do. And I'm thinking about how she wanted so bad that it just
So did you? Away. Did she let you, did she give you another chance?
She loved me now.
Hey.
She loved me now, but it took like about 3 years for me to like, I had to figure out a way
Wait, she let you fuck for 3 years without making
No, I'm saying it took me like another 3 years before I got another.
It took you 3 years to get another chance.
Yeah, like I run into her and then we had to laugh. It had to be time for us to laugh and talk about that shit. And I'm like, bro, I ain't even gonna lie. You know, that was flattering to her.
Right.
Like, it is flattering.
It is flattering
for that. I was not ready. You was that bitch. That's what I told her. She was like, all right, you know, when I leave, I'm gonna call you. And yeah, we cool now. We real good.
But I think that's a good approach to it.
It is like when I read that letter, especially just us coming off of the conversation we just came from, I'm like, I'm not gonna lie. I think we do expect, like, first off, too, I think this maybe needs to stop. Men will sit here and tell us, oh, I'm going to fuck that shit up. I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. So we do expect
your
a lot.
Your mental is
a lot
ready.
Of men come like, oh, they about to tear you up.
Yeah.
And then when they come, there is an issue where it's like, this ain't.
Y'all right for judges. It's like a girl like, man, I got the best mouth. Like,
I got the best pussy.
And then they pull up and it's like, where's the slop? Where's the
sloppiness?
Where's the slop? Right. Exactly.
I was looking for the slop. This isn't it. So you know what? You're canceled.
It's never a good idea to hype yourself up on both ends.
Just let it happen. Vibes.
I will say I don't want to go against what I just said in another episode. I also believe in vetting. So to make sure that you're on the same page sexually, like I want to know what I am allowed to do, what type of sex we're about to have. So maybe not hyping yourself up.
So you talk about it first?
I do.
The first sex need to be regular.
I'm going to try that.
The first sex need to be regular, man. We don't need to talk about nothing. Let's be regular first.
I do. No.
Regular? What's regular?
No, see, this is my thing now.
Old-fashioned sex, man. Now that
I don't like old-fashioned.
I don't like old-fashioned. Well, and that's the thing.
Y'all like, hey, y'all got to play with ass? Y'all got to eat ass?
Oh, yeah. Well, not always.
I got to. I want to.
But I'll say.
So let me.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
Not only that, I'm not having sex anymore just to go through the motions.
Right.
So to me, at 28, I done had so many casual partners and had sex so much, where it's just like, I'm not going to have sex unless I know you're A, going to make me come, or B, you're going to let me explore my
body. Right. Because I don't like the dude I mess with now, he does not like, he won't let me eat his ass, don't touch his ass, nothing. He's not with
it.
But he makes me nut every single time.
That's a good man, by the way.
That's a good man.
He all right.
That ass play shit.
I'm done with you. Shut up. I like it.
What is men's issue with ass play?
Because they just associate with it being masculine.
It's not even about us. It's about ass, period, for one. Like, it's not even, don't do it to me. I won't do it to you. I won't be nowhere around there on you. nothing.
Well, see, that's understandable that you feel
can't
that
put
way.
Your hand inside your asshole to me. I shit.
Oh,
shit,
I do. I be looking
it's
to make
shit
sure
lingering.
Before I have
you gotta clean it out. You gotta
right.
Clean
I think about that
you gotta
shit.
Check. Like, so
I,
when you hitting it from the back, you don't even slide that little thumb in there.
I done
you
did.
You even slide the thumb.
I did it
because
I
we like the thumb.
I did it trying to be cool because Future. Right?
Oh, I put my thumb in a butt.
And you know what? It worked, and I didn't like that.
You was going like this.
I went to the bay.
Why did you just look at like, y'all real quick? He just looked
like
at his
shit.
Thumb and made
like, I didn't
yuck
smell
face.
Nothing or nothing. It's just with me, it's mental. Like, I think so hard about that shit.
Oh,
I just can't.
Gosh.
I just don't want no parts. And you know, I could live my life with it. I don't never will be intimidated to ever think about doing it. If that's what you like, we don't need to, you know.
That's
move
understandable.
On.
That's understandable.
We gotta move on just because. Wow.
No, right. I'm saying if you don't like that, I'm straight.
Oh,
on
that you not gonna
well,
right.
Well, well, and that's
my
what I do.
Or,
like,
yeah,
if there's a guy that doesn't, if we're not on the same page, or
right.
He'd be like, man, I ain't about that gay shit. And I'm like, okay, well, nice talking to you.
Yeah, I respect
that. There's no need
that.
For us to have sex,
right.
Like, because there are certain things
I
that I may want to do, and I want you to be open and comfortable the
mm-hmm.
way I'm open and comfortable.
I
so you know,
but you know, some niggas you could get them to.
Oh, I be
to let you try it eventually. They be saying that shit on the first day.
Yeah. And then later, you could do it.
Right,
you
exactly.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Well, before we sign out, where can our listeners find you guys? I guess we'll do the ladies first because these are the ladies of Wind Down Wednesday. So if you guys loved Lex's and Drea's, like, you know, I guess, opinion on shit.
Yeah.
I do want y'all to know they be shit. Going at it. They do a lot of the current events, but from some real ass bitch mindsets. So where can they listen to y'all? Where can they follow y'all?
You can find us on YouTube. That's we shoot our podcast on that as well. So Wind Down Wednesday. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud. We also have Instagram, so it's Wind Down Wednesday _ Lex P, Lex _ P _. Y'all probably be seeing me
y'all,
tweet.
She got
I tweet
big
Mandy.
Boy.
I tweet
she got,
Mandy
she got
all
the Fashion
day.
Nova code, y'all.
So. Y'all probably be seeing me tweet Mandy all the time, but that's my Instagram and my Twitter, Lex _P _.
And my Instagram is Drea Nicole with 3 E's. Twitter is Drea Nicole _.
And go ahead, Meezy, where they
Mega Meezy.
Hey, that's
everything.
It. At Mega Meezy on everything. I want to thank you guys for coming through. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was a little bit different because I felt like this was just real. We was just talking
about
it.
This was
we
a therapy
was.
Session.
This was a therapy session. I really enjoyed this episode. I want to give a huge shout out to all of our YouTube subscribers, everyone who's been leaving comments and supporting us. And more so, I want to give a huge shout out to our patrons. As you guys know, we drop bonus episodes. So if you guys are all caught up with about all fucking 90 or whatever number we on now, if you're caught up with all of our regular episodes, we have about shit another 20 bonus episodes right now on Patreon. So that's at patreon.com/horrible decisions. Go ahead and subscribe, hit us up, and you know we looking forward. We about to see y'all. It's about to be a new year, new grind, 2019. We coming for you. So y'all know y'all can catch me everywhere at Full Court Pumps. Follow us on Instagram at horrible_decisions. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Y'all gotta say bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
I ain't doing it. I'm not doing
you it. You too cool.
Bye. Chill.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.